God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You, you, yes, and even you. Welcome. Welcome, one and all. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change. If you let God do it in you, He's still got time during 2023 to transform your entire life. So grateful to God that He has given us yet another opportunity to be able to come together to study His Word. Let us pray. Father, we just glorify you and we bless you. God, we magnify you and we give you honor. God, we glory in the fact that you still have us on your mind. We thank you for last night's slumber. Thank you for this morning's rising. Thank you for the protection. Thank you for the provision. Thank you, God, for just loving us in such a way. God, we pray on today that our ears and our hearts be open unto you. God, we pray on today, God, that we would hear from your voice. God, that we would be moved by your word. God, that we would be challenged by your word. God, that we would grow in faith in you through your word. God, we thank you for these that have assembled. God, we pray that you would bless them. God, that you would allow them to be able to hear from you. God, that they would know that they have been spoken to by you. We bless you, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you that counted in our robbery to be able to wake up out of your slumber and hear what the Lord has to say to us on today. On this morning, we're going to continue our journey in the book of Luke, the first chapter. This time we're going to start at the 39th verse. Luke, the first chapter, starting at verse 39. And I ask for your apologies in advance for my voice this morning, which seems to be petering out on me today. But with the Lord's help, I will continue and finish my assignment this morning. Luke 1, starting at verse 39. And we're going to read this from the New International Version. Luke 1, starting at verse 39. It reads as follows. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. With a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that which the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their throne, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he has said to our fathers." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. Notice with me verse 45. "Blessed is she who has believed that what blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. And the word of the Lord is blessed. Again, I read Luke, the first chapter, verses 39 to verses 56. And again, his word is blessed. On this morning, I'd like to talk to you about a meeting of faith. A meeting of faith. If I were to give it a subtitle, I would call it The Power of Unity in God's Promise. You all, when the cousins, and I don't know if you all know this, but Mary and Elizabeth are cousins. When the cousins get together, when they come together to meet up after Mary gets the prophetic announcement from the angel, it's a profound demonstration of faith. Elizabeth doesn't know that Mary is carrying the Messiah. When Mary gets the vision, the visitation from the angel that she's going to carry this child, the angel says, and go see your cousin. Go see your people. Because she is going to have a child in her old age while you're having a child as a virgin. That's what Luke 1 and 36 says. It says even your relative, your cousin, Elizabeth, is going to have a child. And she's in her old age, and they said she wouldn't have a child. But she's in her sixth month. And angel goes on to say, for nothing is impossible with God. And so when Mary goes to visit Elizabeth, all she did was go in and say, you know, hey, Elizabeth, how you doing? And the Bible says that when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, her baby leaped. And Elizabeth was filled with the Spirit. You all, when God is doing something in your life and he tells you to go meet up with another person of faith, you need to be prompted to pursue. When God stirs your heart with something that he's telling you to do, and he's telling you to yoke up with somebody who can connect with you in faith, you got to move quick. You got to go and find that person. Connect with them quickly. Don't just sit and say, well, God told me to go and meet with so-and-so. I'll go and do it in a month, or I'll go and I'll get around to it. No. You have to move quickly. You have to let your faith move you to seek action, to seek fellowship, to connect with somebody else. See, the reason for some of us that our faith and what God has told us to snuff out quickly is because we're trying to make sense of it by ourselves. But you have to understand that God expects for us to grow in him. Yes, in our faith. We have to be increased in our faith, but we grow in community. So many of us, what God has told us, it drops on good ground, but then it gets snuffed out because we surround ourselves with non-believers, not just non-believers meaning that they don't believe in God, but non-believers as in they don't believe in what God told you. They don't believe that God is going to do what it is he said he would do in your life. Are you sure that's what God said? I don't know. It seems to me God wouldn't say that if X, Y, and Z factors are in place. And so they speak against what God said that he would do in your life. And they become those naysayers that start to plant disbelief in your life. But you got to be ready to pursue those that will connect with you in faith. so that you can share what God is doing in your life, and they will touch and agree with you, not against you. Hear me now. You need to get with folks that will connect with you and agree with you, not speak against what God is doing in your life. So Mary got up and she went to go and see Elizabeth, and the Bible says that when she greeted Elizabeth, the baby leaped. Matter of fact, the Bible says this, that Elizabeth said, as soon as I heard the voice, the sound of your greeting, my baby leaped in my womb. You all, you got to understand that folks need to connect with you and what God is doing with you. And then you won't even have to tell them what God is doing with in you and with you. Their baby will leap. What God has is doing in them will also leap. They're not to be the same thing. Mary and Elizabeth were both carrying the same baby, but they were both blessed by God in their life. You're pregnant with purpose. I'm not just saying pregnant because it's all women on here, because it's not. But all of us are pregnant with purpose. And you got to make sure that you are with somebody who will connect with you to understand what it is that God is doing. The Bible goes on to say that Mary then starts to sing a song. It's called Mary's Song, verses 46 through 53. It's called Mary's Song. And Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord. Why? Because he's been mindful of me, his servant. And from now on, all generations will call me blessed. Now, again, she just had the visitation from the angel. But just as she said to the angel back in verse 38 in the same chapter, Luke 1, be it done unto me according to what you said. Be it done unto me according to your word. She hasn't seen anything yet, but her faith has been activated. You all, your belief in the promises of God will not only bring blessings to you, but it'll bring a heart of praise, just like Mary said, my soul glorifies God, and my spirit rejoices in God. Don't wait until you see it before you thank God. Believe God in what he said he would do and praise him for the promise. Praise him for the promise. Quit waiting until you see it, but thank him for it right now. It's Habakkuk 2 that says, though it tarry, wait for it. The scripture says, write the vision, make it plain, that they who read it may run with it. And then it goes on to say, though the vision may tarry, wait for it. Though you may have to wait a while, though it may not happen right off rip, wait. Don't let your waiting diminish your belief in the promise of God. Adversely, let your faith deepen, let it grow, and let your faith lead you to thank God in advance. It's Hebrews 11 and 6 that says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who might seek him. Mary goes on to just thank God in her song and said that he who is mighty has done great things for me. You've got to realize that God's work in your life, yeah, I'm talking about you, not Mary's life, your life. God's work in your life is part of a greater and larger story. It doesn't just stop with you. It doesn't just stop with you. So you got to connect with somebody who's going to walk with you in faith in what God has promised you. And yes, I realize that today is December 6th. I realize that you're still waiting on the promise of God to be manifested in your life. But God's got 25 more days. Will you take those 25 more days and be in doubt, or will you be in faith? Meet up with somebody who's going to walk with you through this thing, because God has caused you to be pregnant with purpose. The question is, how are you going to carry this baby? A meeting of faith. Let's pray. Father, we glorify you and we magnify you. God, we thank you. Thank you, God, for choosing us to carry out your purpose and your plan. God, help us to not be dismayed by the delay, because it might tarry, but God, we're going to wait for it, because we know that you're good in your promise and your word. Help us as we walk out this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God-blessed day in Jesus' name.